Foundations for Eternal Life. Chapter 26, Meeting Together. Hebrews 10, 24-25, NIV. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Acts 2, 41-42, NIV. Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Acts 2, 46-47, NIV. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. End of verses. Acts 2:42 above indicates four things the early believers devoted themselves to. The apostles' teaching, they learned together. Fellowship, they shared life together. The breaking of bread, they broke bread together. This may refer to having meals together and or remembering Jesus' death per chapter 18, do this in remembrance of me. And prayer, they prayed together. Hebrews 10, 24-25 above indicates that a primary purpose of meeting together is to spur one another on toward love and good deeds and to encourage one another. Consider some additional verses. Colossians 3, 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. 1 Thessalonians 5, 11, therefore encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. James 5:16. Therefore confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. End of verse. If you don't already have good relationships with other believers, I encourage you to seek to develop such relationships. Everyone's situation is unique, so it is difficult to give specific direction. Ask God for discernment in this area. As you consider various options for meeting together with other believers, keep in mind that the spiritual strength of a particular group of believers is often more dependent on the local people involved and local leadership, rather than on a larger organization which they may be part of. Look for leaders who follow Jesus' example, Matthew 20, 25-28. But Jesus called them to him and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you, but whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be your slave, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." End of verses. For further reflection, do you have strong relationships with other believers? What should you do to develop or strengthen relationships? Ecclesiastes 4, 9-12, two are better than one. Romans 16, 17-18, watch out for those who cause divisions. 1 Corinthians 14, 26-31, when you come together. 2 Corinthians 6, 14-18, believers and unbelievers.